AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. It's time for Big Facts. We got a special guest by high demand in the building, Slime Life Shawty is here. Give it up for Slime Life Shawty.
What's going on?
What's up? What's up, my brother? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm Jack Cool. Good vibe.
Yeah. So let's start out by talking a little bit about the history of Slime Life Shawty, man. You know what I'm saying? How you got into music, how long you've been doing the music, why you decided to do music, shit like that.
Where you came from, where your granny stayed at, all that type of shit like that.
The basics.
I'm from Cleveland. From Cleveland Avenue. I really got into music, like, really by the thug, for real. Like, our whole hood really growed up rapping, like, down there, every nigga in our hood probably made a song before they tried it. Just because nigga done seen your thug do it. So everybody in the hood, everybody who around, they got a song. You feel me? But I was just probably the ones who just like, one of the one who like.
Really took it serious.
Yeah, who really liked it, you feel me? But like, I've been had a thing for rap though, since nigga was little. My favorite movie used to be on 8 Mile. I used to like that motherfucker. I used to know that motherfucker by heart too. just the rap part though. All the freestyle shit, I used to know that shit by heart. But goddamn, man, I always liked the rap and shit. I used to like that nigga T.I. too. I used to listen to T.I. all the time. I used to like goddamn his swag and shit. So I always really wanted to have that image though. But I was shy. I can't really explain it. I ain't really had a heart to just say I want to rap. I want to perform.
You were very shy.
You know what I'm saying?
Very.
I used to be sitting in the back, just quiet. You know what I'm saying? But goddamn. Thug really made me like it though. For real, you feel me? Like,
what do you do? What you mean?
Just like by seeing him, like, they're like, we seeing this nigga every day in the hood, but he rapping. He out here. He over there. You know what I'm saying? He doing bitch shit. So like, it was just like, damn, like this nigga right here in the hood with her, but he doing all that. And it just made a nigga really want to just chase it and just like it for real, like, you know what I'm saying?
It motivated a nigga to want more.
It motivated a nigga.
What were the time that you know, like, shit, oh, I got this shit?
What time?
Like, when
shit, you... Nah, I ain't gonna... That shit, Jerry, last year when I dropped that clapper, like, don't worry, last year, really. Shit,
like, it had to be a time before that. Like,
I mean...
Like, just let you know to solidify, like, shit, boy, I'm the one.
Nah,
before the banger.
Okay, yeah, you right, though. Shit, we made that Blicky Blicky, Miki, Zach. That was our first, really, that was my first song, but that was the first song that really just got attention, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, got attention, did something.
Hey, people rapping your verse and shit?
Yeah, like, so we performed at the little clubs and shit, like, all around Georgia, all around Atlanta and shit, we performing. And these folk rapping my shit, like, fans see me and shit, and they really, you know what I'm saying, they really, I ain't gonna lie, it kind of gave me the big head, you feel me? Like, damn, like, well, I'm, you know what I'm saying? But then, like, after that, when a nigga ain't coming no hit after that, see, Key did though, but like, I ain't coming no hit after that. So it kind of like went down a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Then it made me, I had to get back humble, like, damn, like.
Reality.
Yeah, like, nigga, you ain't did nothing, what, you know what I'm saying? Nigga think he did, so I ain't did nothing, you feel me? So I just really had to goddamn just get in my bag, like, just, I don't know, just find myself, just, you, like, just find myself and find my own swag, you feel me, like,
right,
and got down, yeah, just take it serious for real. That made me take it serious, though, but, like, it still, I still didn't take it serious because I got too comfortable, too fast, you feel me? But after that, when I started going back down, that what made me take it serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, boy, I got to get right. For real.
So when you came with the clapper, you just ain't, you ain't stopped working.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. When I made that motherfucker, I made that clapper and that, I ain't gonna lie.
Jay, I mean, she ain't.
I ain't like, I smoke this. Oh, we talking outside.
Slime like shawty. Big facts, he's here.
Yeah, though. I've been say, well, you just said
the clappers.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. When I made that clapper and that all summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them right there. Now back to the basic. That was four them. I made that back to the basic, and goddamn, that's how I really got my own bud back. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, cause they already knew me. I just didn't come hard behind it. Blick, blick.
You had to refresh that shit.
Yeah, I ain't come make hard behind it. Like Hakeem came right back to back behind. You know what I'm saying? He came back to back behind it. Mm. I ain't come hard behind it. I got too comfortable. I wasn't really taking it serious because nigga was still in the streets also. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But goddamn, yeah, though, that back to the basics, that was the first one that really made me like, okay, yeah, I got it myself now. Mm. And then I dropped that all summer and that clapper. And they were really just like, okay, boo, like, seal it up.
How you link up with Dirt?
I first met that nigga like, from with Keith and got him. Matter of fact, long, long time ago, he was shooting a video with Future, I think. I think it was Future, I forgot. I think it was, though. And got them, they had them pulled up on one time behind, in the little trailer shit behind the scene for the video. And I had them met him, I played with music and shit, and got him telling him about me and shit, like, this line, like, ooh, he hard as fuck, but ooh. Like, boy, his shit hard, but I ain't gonna lie, he hard as my shit. Like, gotta really got down, gotta be showing real love, for like, gotta, like, he showed real love, you feel me? I'm watching him tell another nigga that I'm harder than him, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
And like got real. Down.
And he hard.
Yeah, you feel me? And like some time after that, cause we on the same label, so like some time after that, he just, I guess he seen my pay. I don't know how he seen my pay. I seen him like my shit one time. He come in, then he DM me like, I'm hard and shit like that. We chop it up. He told me pull up on him. Just pull up on him. We locked in ever since. That was like probably about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. About 2 years ago. Then he made that song Future Spin the Block. They Spin the Block. I think it was that song. It might be some of that song though.
What made you take them coming up on Cleveland? How was it coming up on Cleveland?
Man, coming up on Cleveland, man, I ain't gonna lie, like a nigga can say like it like every other hood is, you know what I'm saying? But like you can't say that cause like every person take that shit different. You feel me? Like everybody heart different. When it comes to the street shit and losing partners, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit hit me hard, though. Like, just like being in the environment, like, it was fun and game until best friend died, you know what I'm saying? Partner getting life in jail and shit off a look, robbery look, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit really was hard. I ain't gonna lie, though. Like, if your heart was in it, you feel me? And few niggas' heart be in it. Your heart only be in it when you really love your niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you really look at them like family, like, your heart gonna be in it. So I guess I fell victim to that part. Like my heart was in too deep. So like that shit really kind of hard though, for real.
So like speaking, I know you talk a lot about like people that you've lost, like you said, the death and like jail and certain others like that. Like when you took a major loss, like a Rudy or, you know, like somebody else that was like.
How you know Rudy? I know about it.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you be around, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you know.
But like, situations like that and other people that were really, really very close and near and dear to your heart.
Yeah.
How does that kind of like make you feel and how does that kind of motivate you to know like I need to go harder for myself and also for them because I know if they were here, they would be proud of me type shit.
I ain't gonna lie, when it back then, it didn't motivate me to think that way. It motivated me on some street shit. Like, man, we gotta step on everything. We can't play with now. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? It ain't motivate me on no positive shit back then. Like, I was so fucked up just on some, all I knew, like, damn, nigga kept my partner. Like, we gotta man up. Like, we gotta handle the business. We gotta, you know what I'm saying? We gotta live up this shit. Like, we inherited all the shit that came up. We inherited all that shit. You feel me?
Right.
Like, most of this shit, when started by us, we inherited all the shit. So it felt like when shit started happening, a nigga really had to like, okay, it's on us. Like, what we gonna do? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can't, yeah, we can't die, we can't keep down, we can't, you know what I'm saying? We gotta stand up. So it just really made a nigga, it motivated me on some gang shit, I can say that. You feel me? But like, mm-hmm, it really just started motivating me now. Like, when a nigga started making money in the rap, like, then I started looking back, like, damn, like, okay, this the, you know what I'm saying, this the way, like, okay, this the purpose, this the my purpose, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I made it past all this shit, like, damn, okay. So, like, now I can say it motivate me, you feel me? But back then, it didn't even motivate me at all. I was on some other shit.
Mm. You put most of that shit in your music?
Yeah, hell yeah, I don't lie. All of it, like, everything, oh God.
What, how hard was it to, like, transition to be to, like, growing up in the hood to being a straight hood, baby? How hard was it to transition, like, fucking, I'm an all-the-way rapper now?
Shit, it was kind of hard. Just cause, like, there was a nigga everyday life, like, outside of my house with my mama and them and shit, outside of my home. I probably spent most of my life outside than in the house. So it was hard to let that go just because, like, not just because a nigga feel like, oh, I want to the street. Like, I want it, just like a nigga grew to that. So it was like, it was kind of hard to let it go. And like you ask kid, them kid got them, like, they always tell me, like, bro, why the hell you always want to be doing, what you want to be in the hood for, bro? Why you want to be doing this, bro, doing that, bro? You know what I'm saying? Come with us, you know what I'm saying? Ooh. Go to the studio, slime, ooh, but you know how to rap, but you hard. And I wasn't looking at, I was hearing that, but I wasn't feeling that, you feel me? Because back then, we wasn't seeing no profit out of this shit.
Like, no real paper off the shit.
I was just seeing with Thug, and he in and out. You know what I'm saying? He was so big. By then, he was in and out. So, like, nigga was just like, man, yeah, I'm going to do this shit, but I'm still going to do me, too. I'm still going to be me, you know what I'm saying? So, like, goddamn, I don't know. Yeah, it wasn't easy though.
Transition. What triggered it though? Like, fuck it, I'm finna do the music. You started getting paper off of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that. Cause get what though? Nigga was so dumb. Broke didn't even trigger it. Cause nigga fucked up. nigga fucked up, and I was still just living fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't thinking like, oh, but I need to rap, get some money. I wasn't even thinking like that. Like, nigga was just so dumb. Like, I don't know what triggered it. Just really, like, just seeing it, the environment, the lifestyle, you feel me? Just the lifestyle for real, and the voice you can have by being bigger, being somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, that what really triggered it though, and made me be like, okay, yeah, I'd rather have this voice than be somebody nobody never know. I never make no footprint out here. You know what I'm saying? I rather be somebody. That would really trigger that shit.
How you distinguish, like, when a nigga, you know, cause being a young nigga in this shit, this rap shit, that shit come with all the bullshit, the ops and all that shit. Right. How you distinguish, like, when you out, who fucking with you and who on some bullshit by just seeing you? You know what I'm saying? You know how we see a nigga, you don't know what a nigga on. Nigga could be a fan, nigga could be a fuck nigga.
Yeah, I be thinking about that all the time, but like, I can't really say I got a key to goddamn.
Being able to know the difference.
I just go with the fly, I just, you know what I'm saying? I just let it play out, how it gonna play. I just be on point, how it gonna play out. I be seeing nigga watch me and shit like that, where I be in the mall or anywhere.
But you can't think a nigga watching you on some bullshit because you is slime like shout. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
that shit crazy.
You're right though. I don't post a thing.
Yeah, but you got to.
But I got to because I don't want to think like, oh, he just fan. You know what I'm saying? I can't let you go out down like that. Like, so like, man, I be thinking it's that until you show me it ain't that. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I be, you feel like. Anytime,
so I'm guilty until proven innocent.
Nigga watch me and shit, like grown nigga, like young nigga, you know what I'm saying? Young nigga be out here gangbanging from every side of town. You'll never know where a young nigga from. Never know who these niggas know, who they with, who they folks here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I be seeing them watching me and shit like that, I be on their ass, like, I'm watching you too, you feel me? Like, until they show signs of, you know what I'm saying, some other shit, then, you know what I'm saying, I'll loosen up.
Like some fanish.
Yeah, I'll loosen up, like, yeah. Like, anywhere we go, like, but some nigga watching or whatever, even some hoes sometimes, like, whenever I be thinking, like, hoe probably trying to take a picture of me sending somebody to tell them I'm right here or something like that. Like, everywhere we go, boy, like, me and my nigga, like, we watch everything. Tweet. Everything, oh God. We don't be tripping, but we just watch everything just to make sure, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Gotta double check, like, you got to, cause a nigga fuck around and fall victim to some shit. just because you let your guard down, you feel me? Mm. Just because you got too comfortable, thinking everything mm-hmm. all right. Then I'm like, damn, bro, I knew it, bro. I felt it. And I don't want to do all that.
How similar do you think the streets is to the rap game?
Not similar. It's some street niggas in the rap game, but this shit, I like what you talking about, like what part?
Like for danger and shit like that. Nigga going to jail, because this shit just the same as the streets, really, the rap game. Now.
No, you're right. But I'm trying to think, like, how similar?
Like, do you use similar approaches? Like, do you approach some of this music shit how you approach
like streets? How you saying when you in the mall, you tweaking the same way as if you was in the streets, right?
Yeah. But, like, it different. It's a little
even like applying those same principles to, like, the business aspect of it, like when you're dealing with the labels and like when you're dealing with your ops, do you put all your trust in the label or do you still like watch the label the same way you watch your ops to make sure that they're not doing no funny shit with your business?
Yeah, you gotta watch all that. Yeah, hell yeah. I watch that. I watch everything. Whatever go on around me, I gotta watch that anyway. But like, I say it's similar in a way like, it is the streets though, but it's on to like a certain extent though. Like, you'll see a nigga, you on like a rap, like, okay, like
playing street.
Like, let me just show you, like, goddamn.
Give us an example.
We'll give you an example, right? I really don't want to say no nigga name, cause I fuck with
you. Yeah, don't say no nigga name.
All right, say no more. But I seen a rap nigga pull up on a nigga who he got down, had beef with, and he hopped out. You know what I'm saying? It was a little altercation, a little something, but it wasn't really. You know what I'm saying? It ain't how it's gonna be. It ain't how it's gonna be versus street. If you see your op in the streets, it's a whole different. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no. Yeah. Duh, duh,
so basically, you saying this rap shit is like wrestling?
Yeah, it's just back and forth type shit. You feel me? Don't. But it's some niggas. It's some niggas. It's,
right. Right. I was finna say that.
But I'm gonna say like 75% of it be like, man, back and forth shit. And then that little 25% though, that be them niggas who, they on it when they see you. So like,
So 25% is gonna handle the business. The other 75, they just playing.
Yeah, we see that every day though. All these Instagram live. That's all they do. They go back and forth. They see each other. They might go back and forth. They might.
You know, but it ain't no real.
You don't
smoke.
Really hear about too much op shit, like op shit getting handled in the rap industry. Like versus the streets though. You know what I'm saying? In the streets. A nigga said op is that. Whether we in the club, what we, you know what I'm saying? And rap shit, they happen rare. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't really happen too much.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, it don't happen too much for real. That shit. I ain't gonna say be cap, because.
How you stay out of the mix of all that shit, though?
Being I just don't fuck with niggas. Like, I just fuck with niggas who I'm comfortable around, who I fuck with. I ain't really gonna be around no niggas who it could be some shit might happen or something. I ain't gonna be around no nigga like that anyway. Cause like, for what? You know what I'm saying? If I feel like something could happen or you be around the wrong folks, wrong folks, I don't know, I just don't. Now that part, that's the part that's similar to the street. Now that go hand in hand with the street when it come to fucking with folk. They go hand in hand with the street though.
It's the same code. What you trying, like bring out, I know what you're trying to say, but I need you to like
say it. It's the same code. It like, this rap, you might fuck with this rap nigga, but he fuck with a rapper you don't like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna go, why go around him? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When he with his little rap buddy, let them do what they do, you feel me?
Yeah.
Don't need to get in that business, because you just put yourself at, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just stupid.
Collateral damage.
It's just like when you in the streets, you fuck with a nigga from this out of town, but he fuck with these niggas, why go around him? Like, you know what I'm saying? The same thing for real. That shit really the same.
Mm-hmm. Can't nobody stop what's gonna happen. What's gonna happen?
One, two, three records.
1, 2, 3, exactly. Big Fast Classic. So, what's the most valuable lesson you learned in the streets, bro?
Damn, but it's so crazy. I had just thought, I was thinking about this shit. I had seen shit on Instagram. I was like, but that's probably the most valuable shit I learned in the street. But I can't think of it now. It was like some weeks ago, too. I'm thinking, damn. Most valuable lesson.
Like some shit that you take with you, you know you're going to take with you in as life, you become more successful in life, it don't matter. Like, I take this from the streets.
Okay.
Some people might say loyalty. Some people might say, you know what I mean? Some other shit. Like, what's the thing that you took from the streets that you're going to carry with you?
Shit, I think the biggest thing is don't let your guard down. That's the biggest thing. Like, that would matter most. Mm. Fuck the loyalty, all that love, all that shit. Mm. That matter, but
straight up.
That matter, but at the end of the day, you don't need no nigga. You don't need nobody. Feel me? Like, if a nigga cross you, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? You might feel the type of way, but like, you can't let yourself feel the type of way too long where it fuck you up.
Yeah,
you feel
exactly. Like, exactly.
Fuck him.
Exactly.
But like,
exactly.
But like, yeah, it just keep, don't keep your guards up. Like, don't let your guard down. That's the biggest thing for real. Because you ain't no comeback from that, you feel me? No comeback.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC 8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
What's the best feeling you don't have so far in the music shit? Like, was it seeing the fans singing shit word for word? Was it making a certain amount of money? Like, what's the best feeling you had where it kind of like cracked a smile? Like, damn, this shit feel good.
I ain't gonna say no money, cause shit, that type of money, that's a lot of money. It gotta be some millions and millions and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got that. Yeah. So I'm gonna say my best feeling would probably for right now, the fans, like when I be having a show and that shit be packed the head, be big shows and shit, and all along be singing my shit word for word, you feel me? Like they be showing like they love me, like they be screaming shit like they love me, feel like they know me. I like that feeling though.
What you think it was about Don't Worry that made everybody kind of just connect to this shit? Because that's what made me a fan.
It's
I ain't gonna lie.
Relatable song.
Yeah.
Like everybody feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't worry about, you know what I'm saying?
Mind your business.
Yeah, don't worry about nothing, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody got haters, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got folks who in their business. Everybody probably got a messy nose at baby mama or hang at partners or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, don't worry. Everybody can relate to that type of shit.
So. My next question is, when we're talking about transitioning and all that kind of stuff, how did your babies change your life?
My kids.
Yep.
They changed my life. Like, it made me think. That's really the biggest thing. It just made me think, like, damn, like, man, something happened to me. Who the hell gonna beat up for my kid like me? Or who gonna, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, think about that type of shit. Even though a nigga still gotta live life and take the risk. So that's just the risk that come with the shit. You feel me? You gotta take the risk still. But you still gonna think in the back of your head, like, damn. It's somehow to me who the hell gonna, you know what I'm saying?
It just make sure
they
straight.
It made me think a whole lot. That's, yeah. They're like the biggest thing, the biggest impact they made on me right now. Made me think a lot. And like, it made me get used to like not, I mean, it made me get used to living for somebody else. You feel me? Like,
right.
Not just living how I was living, like, shit, I got to take care of myself. I ain't got nobody else. You know what I'm saying? No responsibilities and shit. Mm-hmm. Just little bills and shit. But now I got to goddamn live for them, like, you know what I'm saying?
Because you got to be here. Like,
yeah.
They don't give a fuck about money
get,
or bills
get to
or nothing.
It's going to get to a point to where you're going to have to do shit they want. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What they need. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's like, you probably don't feel like doing it. You don't want to do it. Or you can't do it. But get what you got. You got to make the sacrifice and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, I got to live for somebody else now and think, you know what I'm saying?
What's some shit? So, you still got a lot more life to experience, bro, but what's some shit you can't wait to do? Like, you know how niggas say, I can't wait to. Like, what's a few things Slime Life can't wait to do or experience?
It's somebody in rap or just
pure? It's life.
In life.
Some shit I can't wait to do. What I can't wait to do.
Or some shit that you've never done that you want to do, like, before you check out. Like a bucket list or some shit like that. Some food you want to eat, a fucking theme, like an activity that you want to do, anything. Like you want to skydive, you want to go to
Africa. I've been thinking about it. I talked to my girl about that. I want to be like an explorer. Like, goddamn. I know y'all probably never heard a rapper say that before, though, but like, you know how, like, goddamn, it still be like them indigenous tribes and
shit.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Different places. And they say, goddamn, the Amazon rainforest ain't even been, like, fully discovered and shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And, like with shit, like, with space and all that type of shit, the earth and all that.
So
like, so many questions.
You in the rainforest and all that shit?
You said what?
That shit?
Yeah, when I get older. Yeah, But, like, it's so many questions out here. It's no answer to, you feel me? I want to be a part of something bigger, like being a part of an answer, being a part of some shit like that, you feel me? I be into that type of shit.
You want to be the nigga to get the answers to the questions.
Yeah,
not
or,
answer,
you know what I'm saying? Or get to the folks who know the answers, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much shit we don't know. We just don't know, you feel me? I just want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know as much. Like, as I can.
So me and Bank was having a debate. We was talking about the cave, right? And I'm the type of nigga, I'm mind my business, a cave. Let's just say a random cave, right?
Yeah.
I'm the type of nigga, I'm gonna mind my business. I ain't going in the cave.
Mm-hmm.
Bank, like, I'm finna go in that fucking cave and see what's going on in the cave. Yeah. So which type of nigga is you? Like,
yeah, with the right people, though.
With the right people.
Yeah. With some experienced people. I ain't just, me and my partner, I finna run no damn cave. With some experienced people, though. Like, so, you know what I'm saying? The people who know what they're doing, they know what's going on. Like, ask some questions and shit.
Right, with the right people. Okay,
yeah,
I can be
like,
a
guy.
Bank wasn't talking about that, though. You just talking about going in the cave with your strap.
Yeah.
See what's up.
See what's
you still got to have strap, though. You still
for sure.
What's happening?
But, like, it's just a whole lot of shit. Nigga see a whole lot of shit, bro, on TV and shit that we don't get a chance to experience. Like, growing up in the hood, black kid, we don't get to experience a whole lot of shit. Like, the first thing we do is goddamn. The most out of shit we do at the zoo or some shit.
Zoo,
you feel like we don't do shit that we see out here on TV, all the other kids do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do nothing but the streets and school or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So like I don't do a whole lot of different shit though. Like I watch some shit like folk mining for gold and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I been thinking,
you know,
like,
they got
damn,
a spot here
they?
In Georgia. It's called Dahlonega. It's maybe like an hour and a half away. You can actually go in the caves and go for gold. We did that when I was like in school.
They still got that?
Yeah.
See, yeah, shit like that. I'll do some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start flying and shit or doing shows in different shit, different cities, that start make you feel like you been missing out on shit.
What you mean?
Like when you start going in different, like, you know, from being just stuck in the hood forever, then they start seeing different shit, like going Miami, whatever you start seeing, they start make you want, like, I gotta go and get this shit.
Yeah, cause we already behind. Like, you black, you from the hood, you already born behind. Like, you behind already.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, like, just look how, like, I don't know, racist shit or nothing like that, but like, white kids in their school, they be doing them big field trips, like going to Africa and going to China and going to. Bro,
I went to a white school.
Bro, I went to Cleveland Avenue Elementary School, bro. I don't know where the hell we ever went out of Atlanta. And it just little shit like that. Even though there's some little shit, though, but like, it just shit like that. That nigga think, like, damn, we ain't never get experience shit. You know what I'm saying? And it, like, so now nigga, like, getting in position to be able to do that, I just feel like I want to do it, though. I got to do stuff like that. See different shit. Experience different cultures and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And make you want more shit.
Yeah,
make you want different shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I be into them goddamn tribes and shit a lot too, like them indigenous tribes and shit, the folks who still live like naturally, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I be goddamn looking up shit like that on YouTube and shit. It's just folks out here that got no contact with our world, like who still live goddamn in the rainforest and shit like that. Mm. Y'all didn't know. It's a goddamn island
none of that.
It's an island called North Continental, Central Continental, some shit. It's owned by India, I think. And that shit is prohibited. Like, can't nobody go there because they so goddamn, they so like aggressive. Like, anybody come there, the last nigga went there was a white nigga. He went over there to try to introduce Christianity to them.
Tried.
Look, a white nigga went over there, Chinese nigga, but he from America. But he went over there to try to introduce Christianity to them and shit like that. He ain't supposed to go over there. He went illegally. They killed his ass. And they could not, America can't go get his body. Because he ain't supposed to be over there anyway, you feel me? And the shit owned by India or some shit. So like, it be a lot of little shit I just be into, like a lot of different shit we don't be knowing about, you feel me? Yeah. That shit be interesting though. Mm-hmm. When I don't be thinking about, you know what I'm saying, this life, I be goddamn chilling on YouTube and shit, looking at other shit.
Mm. So what's your favorite food?
I don't even got no favorite, I don't think I got no favorite food for real. I like nacho, I like.
Like the regular nachos or like the nigga nachos with the Doritos and Rotel and the turkey and shit.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I like those too.
I don't think my favorite food. I don't got no favorite food.
You got to have a favorite food.
I don't think I got one though.
What you eat the most?
I eat the most. I eat a lot of shit.
Can't say wings and seafood.
What you eat today, bro?
I just ate Chick-fil-A today.
Chick-fil-A is his favorite food?
Nah, hell nah.
What'd you eat yesterday?
What'd you eat yesterday? You really gotta give me his favorite food.
What'd you eat yesterday?
Like, I'm not playing.
I ate some oxtails and shit.
Okay, Jamaican.
Nah, my girl cooked.
Oh, your girl cooked? Okay. Yeah. Even better.
I like, I think I'm gonna say taco and nacho.
Tacos and nachos.
Hey, how long you been in a relationship with your girl?
3 years now.
You feel like you gonna ride it all out?
Yeah.
Y'all locked in. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't got no kid.
Mm-hmm. Got a twin.
For real?
Yeah.
How are your twin?
What?
Oh, you think that shit help you stay out of trouble and shit? Help you stay grind?
Yeah, that shit do. Like, I want partner Steve on block every day. I can't go to block every day. Just cause she be out down. You know what I'm saying? You want me to be home? Want me to ooh. Not even just her, cause the kid too, you feel me?
Yeah.
So I can't really just do what I want to do how I used to. When nigga just run around wild.
That shit keep a nigga out of trouble.
A lot of shit done happen where I wasn't there. And that be the reason why I wasn't there, because I was at home, you feel me?
Yeah. Mm.
But like, yeah, it just keep a nigga like chilling sometimes. It's good shit to have, though. It good to have a home to go to.
Facts.
So you represent, obviously, for the young niggas, but for the young niggas, like, what's some of the shit you tell them to kind of get on some game so they don't make the same mistakes?
Man, stay in your business. And stay in your business. That's a big part of this shit, bro. Save your money too. Mm. Save your money, manage that money. Whatever you do, you gotta manage that shit.
No matter how much you got, start managing.
No matter how much you got to manage it, some type of way. Like, ain't no way you don't make some money and you go back broke. Like, it's stupid. If you going back broke, like, what the fuck is you doing?
I'm saying, you think it's true that if a nigga got, I don't know, 40, 50 racks and he can't manage that, it's going to be hard to manage some millions?
I ain't going to say 100%. Like, yeah, that's a fact. You can say that, but you can't just say that to everybody, though, because, like, When I was got down doing young nigga shit, I got down, ran up $5,000, and I lost it all in like a couple weeks. But like now, I'm not finna lose no. Like, I got 50. I ain't finna lose no $50. I learned. You know what I'm saying?
Learn from that $5.
Yeah, like,
got you. Mm-hmm. So it's better to fuck it up on the way up than to fuck it up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, cause with that, you said with a 50, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he might fuck that $50,000 just because just being stupid. But he gets a millions, Mm-hmm. He gonna have that's enough money to really do shit for him. Mm-hmm. That's really enough money to really do.
And make some more money.
Make some more money for real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You can really gamble with that. You can really flip that money.
Yeah. But if a nigga, so we see this sometimes with athletes and sometimes with rappers. If a nigga ain't never had shit and then boom, a million. A lot of times we see they mismanage their first million, but they probably gonna get some more of their talented.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That happened a lot. That happened in the street too. Shit, I got a couple partners who hit this shit like 100,000 out there, go back down. They gotta go get another lick. Gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Like, be like that.
That shit be
some
like
nigga,
that. For
some
real.
Nigga, bro. Some it just some people like. I know some nigga, bro. It just some people just can't hold no money. Like no matter what
some
they have,
can't hold no fucking money.
Yeah,
facts.
Be like that, bro.
The money got there having problems.
Nigga cannot hold no money, bro.
Yeah,
nigga get to get that money. Get got down doing shit they were never doing.
Why you think money why you think money make this is a general question really for everyone. Why you think money makes some people act different, or like you always say, it bring out people true colors, but why you think money make people?
Because when you have what's wrong?
Go ahead.
Because when you have money, like, life is a lot easier. I know people say money doesn't mean everything, but when you have money, you can relax and really kind of like let your true self show. Mm-hmm. You're not stressed trying to scramble and figure out how you're going to make enough money to get what you got to do, whatever. When you got money, you can kick back and really be you.
But if somebody gets some money and just get on some bullshit, some arrogant, fucked up.
That was really them from the beginning.
Wow.
They just were too busy to let that shit come out.
Wow. Or too broke.
Too broke. Or too busy trying to scramble to get the money to like have time to really be themselves. But when they get the money, they can kick back and like be themselves for real. And if they're an asshole with the money, they were an asshole without the money. They just weren't able to show it because they were too busy trying to get their bills
paid. So what happens if they lose the money?
Shit, they go back down. They still an asshole.
They go back to being their old self?
They're back to being a brokey.
Mm. What you think?
They're right, because when they be broke, they be humble as hell.
Mm-hmm.
They be different. They be different when they be broke. They be humble. Nigga know all the goddamn old sayings and shit. Nigga know all the goddamn.
What you mean? With the old sayings.
All the wise proverbs.
Praise out the way. Yeah. Nigga saying all that type of shit every day.
You see that shit? Hey, that's real. You see that shit just on Instagram. You see a nigga on the way up.
Nigga saying a whole lot of type of shit. Like,
post none of this shit.
Yeah, nigga saying a lot of shit, bro. Be thankful for every day. If nigga get that money.
Yeah.
They get that money, though.
Yeah, it's a whole different.
They had post number bullshit. Now with script club and bitches and y'all broke ass nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, when nigga be broke, nigga be saying, don't never judge no man. By the
right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So nigga that money, nigga get the shit on everybody.
Yeah.
Nigga that be different. But
damn
shit, that money give you a high. It give you that high though, bro. Like the money give you a high, bro. Like,
what you think more addictive, money or fame?
Man,
the fame.
In this generation, I can say fame.
Mm. Yeah, niggas don't even care about the money. Niggas want that light.
In this generation, I can say fame, bro. Get what, bro? I'm so goddamn quiet and chill, bro. If I was born rich as fuck, I probably would not be no rapper like in the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? Cause I be chilling like I do this because it's fun. Not just cause of money, but it's fun to do. But I won't do it it won't be I don't know. I won't probably only have no Instagram. You feel me? If I was just already born straight, like you know.
Yeah.
Maybe though, I can't say that for a fact though, but I'm gonna say, like, you know what I'm saying? What I'm thinking, what I'm feeling though, like, I don't really care about their fame, about their clout, all this shit. I ain't never really liked to be the one just seen and be the one loud and be the one everybody know.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to be chilling and shit.
Some niggas they be chose for this shit though.
Right. Yeah. And get what? I think I had to be collaborating. All my whole crew, all my partners I done grow up with, man, I probably would have quieted one out of all of them. I probably would have quieted one, like, anybody to tell you, like, anybody come around, boy, I be the quieter one out of everybody. When whole round, where we at, I be the quieter one.
Like,
just
all
here,
the way in the
back. Chilling.
Like, not saying nothing.
I always
like,
be chilling, though, you feel me?
A lot of times, them end up being the stars and the mega stars, though.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thinkers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thinkers and shit like that. So, what's the best place you've been or you enjoy so far, just traveling and shit, now that you had a chance
your favorite
to
place.
Kind of travel and see the world a little bit?
I ain't been out of states yet, though.
Or your favorite city in the States?
Favorite city? I'm going to say my, Miami ratchet here. Like, they're like,
Yeah, just like Atlanta.
But, Miami, Atlanta with palm trees.
Like, I see that as like, I would see that as a second home though before anything else. But favorite, I don't really know because I ain't really went on vacation in a lot of cities. Mm. Every time I've been in a lot of cities, I've been doing shit and working. So I ain't really just ran around a whole lot of cities. I ran around LA and shit a couple times though, but like LA, all right. It is what it is. It's all right, but that ain't really my vibe for real. Mm. I don't know though. Cause like I said, I ain't really just never chill like that. Like I've been out there, been in the studio and shit like that with Thug them and shit, but I ain't never just did my own thing again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't think. From what I experienced here, I'm just say, shit, I think I'm gonna say Miami.
Miami.
Cause that's the only place I can say I done went and just really did shit. I ain't never did nothing else nowhere else. Like no fun shit, no nothing but Miami.
What part of
But I'm gonna be there soon though. Like, I'm gonna be probably next time I come on it. Be I'm gonna have something with her. I'm gonna have something to say.
Hey, what's the give up one thing somebody told you that stuck to you that you see every day? Like as you was a young nigga, they told you, but you were like you ain't want to hear it. But now you be like, damn.
Yo, my mom when she got down tell nigga ass boy like, man, all your friends ain't gonna be there. You know what I'm saying? So many years later, shit like that. When folks used to tell me stuff like that, like, all your friends ain't gonna be there. Like, everybody ain't gonna make it, or everybody ain't gonna. Even though that sounds like some bad shit to say, though.
It's wisdom, though.
But it's like, when your folks see you trying to pick that street life, they gonna tell you that. Like, they gonna tell you what come with it. Like, all right, okay. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't gonna be your friend, or everybody ain't gonna be alive, or everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, they told nigga that. And nigga, like, man, we all right, we chilling. You know what I'm saying? We good. Until niggas start losing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas start dying and going to jail. Nigga was like, damn, like, all this shit really just right here. Like, damn, everything happened now. Everything that folk done told me back then, man, all this shit happened. Mm. Everything done happened now.
So, like, as far as, like, your fashion and, you know what I'm saying, the clothes and shit that you like to wear, like, what are some of your, like, favorite brands and shit like that? I got to shout out my boy, Miles.
Let me say one more thing. Though. I'm going to come in on the other shit real quick. Another thing though, this is shit I just learned like what was this like a year or two ago? Slug told me that. I've been heard it for y'all know Slug.
Shout out Slug.
I've been heard it though, but he told me what he say? He say the ice gonna break soon. He say keep your head or the ice gonna break soon. Something like that. But I've been heard some shit like that before, but it's just like when he told me this time, like now at this age at this position I'm in, like I felt it more. You feel me? And get what is so funny. He got that from a nigga told him that long time ago. Who are, you know what I'm saying? But it's so funny though.
Yeah.
But yeah, he like got down. Ooh, I used to be around a nigga. He used to tell me, got down. I ain't gonna break soon for you, young nigga. And got down slow. Told me that shit though. And yeah, I feel that a lot.
Mm. For sure.
But as far as like the clothes and shit, like, what are some of your like favorite brands or like what type of clothes you like to wear? Do you like to wear jeans? Do you like to wear sweatsuits, hoodies? Like what kind of shit? Like Timberlands versus Air Force Ones? Like what kind of shit?
Timberland 1. I think I'm gonna have to go. I can't even pick right there. Nah, cause one's like, yeah. Oh yeah. So Tim, like, sometimes. But still though, like,
how many people got ones in there?
But still though, both of them go, you know what I'm saying, so good with whatever your outfit is, we're trying to put together, you know what I'm saying? Both of them go so good though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I gotta pick one though, just cause one stay around longer. Like, you gonna wear them longer. But clothing line, oh yeah, my boy Miles right here. My boy Slato. Make America Slime Again.
Yeah.
I wear that a lot. I wear a lot of goddamn.
Me too.
What that shit called? Like folks who coming up. What it called?
Like up and coming.
Yeah, but what they call that shit?
Inspiring. Boutique.
What rappers be saying? Key be saying this. He be saying he be saying exclusive. He be saying something. I forgot. But yeah, just like the folks who coming up though. I be got
who like be making like little different little shit. Yeah,
be bringing you shit like bring you their clothes and bring. You know what I'm saying? Like. I fought with Make America Slime Again, you know, that home team.
For For sure.
I rock a lot of True Detail too. That my sister's age. You seen that before, True Detail? Yeah. I rock that shit hard too. Let me see. I don't really know how to bat though. I fuck with you right here. What I just got, my boy gave me this.
What does that say? All family, no friends. Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, I just got it right. I just got put on it though. Just on slight for the winter time coming up.
Yeah. So you don't really do like designer and shit like that.
I do. When I go to the mall, back, but I don't just wake up and be like, yeah, I want to go get some Louis. So I want to get some. I don't just wake up thinking that shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
I really just like. I might see a nigga at the studio who got some goddamn, who got a clothing line. His shit might be hard. He might just load me up right here. So, like, I really just go hide. You know what I'm saying? If I end up going to the mall, I might get some. I never plan on getting no design shit. I ain't never just made no plan. Like, I'm finna go get these shoes or these Dior jacket. Or, I ain't never made no plan to go do that.
Right.
But I rarely go to the mall. I really don't be going to the mall like that, for real. Like, I got shoe plug, clothes plug, like, my boy, or goddamn age up, or give me some shit, or whoever else, anybody from Instagram, mm-hmm. shit like that. I really don't be going to tomorrow, for real.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday. Each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
What rapper you want to work with? You ain't work with yet.
What rapper? Dang. What rapper? From what generation? Do it like that.
Nah, just not from the city.
Not from the city. Damn. I thought that boy right away. I do one with him. I do a couple with him. I want to see what that nigga Kodak like too. He hard though. He be tweaking though, but he hard though. I fuck with Kodak. That bitch say whatever he want to say. He like Boosie. Let me see who really just like. I ain't really too many though. Like, shit. Meat Mill. I fuck with Meat though. We be chopping up and shit. We ain't never got in the studio together though, but like, I fuck with Meat.
Sure.
When you become a rapper and shit, it's
and
a lot.
I do one with Wayne too. I think I'll do something with Wayne though.
Yeah.
That'd be hard.
I'll do something with Wayne.
Yeah. So when you become a rapper and your job description is obviously you got to go to the studio, you got to perform, you got to do a lot of different shit. What part of it, what's your favorite part of that shit? And then what's the part where you're like, man, this some bullshit. This the part I don't like.
You're rapping,
exactly.
I mean, yeah, the favorite part is the studio. Studio shows. Sometimes interview. I got to be in the mood for it, for real.
Come on to the mic.
Let me think. A part I don't like is goddamn some interviews. I like interviews, but then I don't like them. Some of them be real bullshit. I don't want to disrespect nobody, but like some interview don't be, you know what I'm saying?
What is it, the shit they asking, or is it just the people, like, what?
It should be like the label, you know how like the label want to just like put you out here, do this, do that, do it, you know what I'm saying? But some stuff, a nigga don't feel like, man, that wasn't even, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what
the point of that?
You know, right.
But that'd be better relationship, I guess, though, but.
You feel like sometimes with the interview shit, it's better to do 3-4 hard interviews than 20 just bullshit ones? Because, I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, I honestly believe that. Sometimes the label have you going around talking to everybody.
Yeah, that they do.
Some of the motherfuckers don't even know who you are. They don't know shit about you.
You can tell when they don't know. You can tell when they don't know. They be on that couch shit like.
Exactly.
Yo, Slime Like Shorty, you heard much about, like, damn, I can tell, bro.
I love your album.
I can tell when they be capping fuck.
Right.
I can tell when they be some label friends.
Stop it, like, bro. Like,
yeah,
some of them be some label friend. They just, label just telling them to, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we got this artist, Slime Like Shorty, want to ooh. You can feel this. You can tell when nigga ain't really your fan.
Well, you can do like 4 or 5 hard interviews and get your point across with some people that really.
Right. Yeah, but if you do 10 interviews, you're going to be done said the same thing. And all.
That too. You can only say some of the shit.
Yeah, but like the shit I said here, I ain't never said it nowhere.
Nah, I know. I'm just saying with the label like, interviews.
Yeah.
When they set up an interview, they're asking you the same shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't really know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're asking the same shit.
Yeah, the best interview I was gonna be the folks who kind of fan of your music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Who fuck with you? Like, they're gonna be the best interview.
Certain interviews, you can go without that. You love the studio, you love performing. What's something else?
What do that shit make you feel weird that everybody know you, but you don't know a lot of these folks?
What you mean? Like fans or?
Yeah, like just people, period. Like, everybody know me, but I don't be knowing nobody. Like, when you out. Like we were talking about earlier, like when you out and about, you knowing this person know me, but I don't know this person. Do that make you feel weird sometimes?
Nah, it make me feel weird. It depends on like what my vibe be like. Sometimes I be with the family or something like that. I be feeling like that. Like, damn, why the hell? You know what I'm saying? I want some peace. I want to just chill. Mm-hmm. Like, why the fuck everybody got to see me? I'm trying to put my hood on, put my mask on. They still be seeing nigga. They be noticing who I am. You feel me?
Yeah.
I won't be liking that type of shit, but. They just shit that come with it. So, like,
that's
what you sign up for. So, like, it's all right.
You understand it, but it's still kind of like,
Yeah. It's all right. But, I don't like when I be somewhere, like, in a club or anywhere, like, and it be them cap-ass nigga, like, dap nigga, like, boy, going on, slide like, shout out, hey, boy, check your DM. I'm trying to get down. I fuck with such and such, my folk, and they don't be talking about nothing, though, you feel me? They just want to just be around, be with you.
Kind of groupie a little bit.
Yeah, follow me back, bro. I fuck with.
You call them the group troop.
Like, they be, I don't like that type of shit. That groupie shit.
Type
I don't
shit,
like that groupie shit.
Yeah.
Now, when you a fan or like.
Cool, yeah. It's different.
Yeah. Now you just say a fan, like, you support my music, you feel me? You fuck with me.
Right.
All right, that's all right. But like, you just come straight out of the groupie shit. Like, little shit I just had the other day on cleaning giveaway
you
shit,
the
gas and the food and shit like that. I'm cleaning. Man, nigga walk up to me like, bro, I ain't on no group of shit, nothing like that, but shit, I just fuck with you. Ooh, this nigga, I'm a real nigga, boy. Goddamn. You got anything, boy, put me on. Ooh, I lit anything. But then my Instagram right here, goddamn. I'm a real nigga. I ain't no group ass nigga, nothing like that. I'm a real nigga. He kept saying that. Kept trying to make it sound like, I ain't no group ass nigga. I ain't no group of shit, nothing like that, but ooh, shit. I just want to fuck with y'all, boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real nigga. You gonna fuck with me. He kept saying that shit, bro. And I just peeked like, bro, you already was on group of shit when you even said, bro, I ain't on no group of shit, bro. I just, like, why you even got to come out like that, bro? You know what I'm saying? You fuck with niggas, just say you fuck with niggas. You ain't got to say, I ain't on no group of shit, bro. Like, nigga be
on, keep saying
nigga be on group of shit when they be saying shit like that, really.
That's just like a real nigga doesn't have to keep saying, hey, I'm a real nigga.
Yeah. Like, Yeah, he tell
you. Don't have to keep making that announcement.
Me, but I don't know that man from Canada Paint. But that man said, you ever got any lit, anything, bro, put me on. Ooh. But I'm looking at that man like, all right. But I think in my head, like, what the fuck is wrong with this man? And like, why you asking me to put you on a lit for? What the fuck are you talking about, bro? I don't think he's at police or some shit.
Shit, yeah, most of them sure. Niggas be.
Mm. Eventually.
Yeah.
Right. It be that type of shit. Just like I'm paying for. When he let the goddamn new nigga in. He let goddamn, what nigga name is?
What are you talking about?
Like, I killed for you, DeRico. Yeah. Rico. Mm-hmm. It was Rico, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Rico, but Rico, mm-hmm. He kind of earned his way in, but still, like, he was too much, like, man, I kill for you, I die for you.
Too extra.
I hate
shit.
Them kind of niggas. Yeah. Right, bro, I'm going to do that shit for my damn self. Get the fuck right out of my face.
You don't even know me, bro. Like, why the hell you doing all that about me? Like, you don't even know me at all. That shit just make me feel like, man.
Yeah, something ain't right.
Yeah, it ain't right. Like, you gonna leave all your folk, you done grow and love all your life.
And come kill a nigga for me, you don't even know me.
Like, what the hell are you doing? Like, that shit be a red flag.
Red flag.
That shit be a big red flag, bro.
What he gonna do?
You don't care about me. You don't left all the folk you loved and growed up with, your ass will come care about a stranger. Yeah. That shit be cap.
Them people don't be having
it don't be cap. They be dead ass for real. Yeah, but the shit just be weird though. Like, hey, red flag. Like,
yeah.
Man. Yo, bro. Long time ago, man, me and my one of my little partner had that. Man, I took something from a nigga a long time ago, bro. A couple years ago, I took something from a nigga, bro. And the nigga had to end up text me. Like, we knew him. But he wasn't our buddy. He was just a nigga who just trying to be our buddy. So he had them came around. We had done took something from him and shit like that. Made him get up out of the apartment and shit. He texted me like some weeks later, but like, bro, I fuck with you, bro. Ooh, bro, I'm trying to be your shooter, bro. I ain't need tripping all that other shit. You know what I'm saying?
I blocked
the number. Yeah, I blocked the number, man.
He trying to be your shooter?
Yeah.
What?
That for real, everything I love, man. He tell me, said, bro, I'm trying to be your shooter. Ooh,
Raggy!
I fuck with you, bro.
It's a different era.
He said, bro, I fuck with you, bro.
It's definitely.
I ain't tripping about that little shit, bro. It wasn't them, bro.
I ain't tripping about that little shit, bro.
I'm trying to be gang, duh, this and that. Such that my folk, how you
I'm
stay on Cleveland?
I'm trying to be gang.
You think he was serious?
Man, that nigga dead ass.
Hey, dead ass serious?
Ain't probably going to be loyal for real.
Hey, listen, bro. Get what, bro. It actually happened. Like, you know what I'm saying? It actually ended up kinda happening in a certain way. I ain't gonna say it like that, but one of my other little dogs ended up letting him around. You know what I'm saying? So like, he was around, and that was what he was for. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, he was around for that. Like, he had a car and shit. Like, he just around for whatever we need. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't want to say it. I ain't gonna
like
say
an assistant.
Name. Yeah, like, you feel me?
But he was reliable though.
Yeah, for sure. He was over reliable. And he was on that. What he was talking about, he won't be the shooter and shit. He was on, like, whatever we would have said, do. You know what I'm saying? That was his mind. Like,
damn,
he was just
crazy.
So. And we had done, took something from him before, but, you know. I don't know, man.
Well, it's a new world. That's.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard no shit like that, but.
Give us another one of the story.
One of them kind of story.
Just some street shit. Some shit that just be on your mind all the time.
Yeah, that's
something. Like
something you done been through an experience.
Nah, shit that be on your mind all the time. Like, damn, I can't believe we came up out of that. Not no incriminating that shit, but, you know.
Man, boy, it's not a cold ass story, boy.
I know.
Shit, boy. Let me think, man. Oh, man. Man, goddamn, one long time ago, man, me and my brothers and shit. We were just doing some little stupid shit. Well, I ain't gonna say it was stupid because we were getting some money, you feel me? We were doing some shit, man, and goddamn, man, police pulled up on the, like, in the action of everything, you feel me? Like, nothing happened though, like, nobody got locked up, no bullshit though, but police pulled up on them, man, and it was on, like, it was just to, like, the point of no return. Like, police really caught us doing everything, you feel me? Like,
red handed.
Yes, and we got away though. But it's still like, we go back and think like, boy, we would be locked up right now. Like, it won't be no sign like that. It won't be no, none of that. Like, man, I was scared. How y'all get away? Police tell you. They were scared. But that was my scariest, like, that's the moment, like, in the street. Well, I ain't gonna say that was the scariest moment, but there was one on. If it won, there was one of them for sure.
One of the main ones.
Yeah, boy. I ain't never got happen like that. Like, man, you doing something, and police pull up, and they looking at your ass like,
You really, can't be for really, real, like.
You really doing it?
Y'all got up out of there.
Man, we had to. By the grace of God, boy. Got up out of there. But there's a whole lot of dumb ass shit out too, man. Free Lil Rod too, man. Whole lot of dumb ass shit out though, man. But got up out of there, got away.
So when you after that moment when you got to the crib and shit, what you said to yourself?
Man, nigga was shook, man. All that bitch. I took my clothes, I changed my clothes, all type of shit, but I ain't never got down to the car again. I got that. I probably come outside for a couple days too. Oh God. All of them probably stayed in the house. Well, I don't know, cause some of them probably be a little dickhead. They don't give a fuck. Some of them don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. But like, man, nigga was scared of hell though, man. It's a lot of shit that happened in the street, man. What I'm really shook a nigga at, like, oh shit. Like, a lot of shit, bro. Like, there's a whole lot of shit I can say, boy. That shit ain't no joke, I ain't gonna lie.
So that story.
Yeah, all the young niggas out here who want to be in the street, that shit not no joke. Well, you better listen to your folk, tell you. Mm. Shit not no joke.
Mm. Yeah, you say it ain't no joke, what you mean by that?
Man, just living the street life. Some people, everybody, because some people ain't, some young niggas ain't faking it. They ain't. I just want to do it just cause some nigga got to. Some nigga mom and dad.
Really living like that.
Mom and dad on dope in jail. They got nobody. They really out here thugging. They really doing whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they got to. But like, man, I just say like, to them nigga who got to do it though, like have a purpose behind that shit. Like whatever you doing out here, please have a purpose because you can't be wasting no time, bro. Mm-hmm. You got to have a purpose. Whatever you doing out here, if you got to do it, you got to have a purpose then. But like to the one who ain't got to do it, bro, don't do it. That shit ain't it. Like, ain't it.
Yeah.
It ain't it. You're gonna lose way more than you gain from it in the street, you feel me? It ain't no big time drug little or no lucky nigga or whatever. You're gonna lose a whole lot. You're gonna suffer a whole lot. You're gonna get so much hurt from this shit. Way more hurt than happening in the street.
Mm.
So y'all little young nigga who mom and daddy shit be buying y'all all the shoes and y'all good. And y'all don't got no ops and all that. Y'all don't got to worry about going to school, towing your gun and shit. Y'all that better sit y'all that down, play the game, and goddamn graduate, and do some shit. I ain't say gotta be a nerd, but or no lame. You still can fuck hoes and shit. You still can go out, party, whatever. Want to do, hang on the block.
But be you. Be yourself. Be yourself.
You ain't gotta be no game bag or no op killer or no fuck that side. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Cause that side catch you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
1, 2, 3.
And kids out here dying, man, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're getting themselves into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I be thinking about shit like, damn, when we were younger, I love my best friend, man. He was 15, man. LaRuda, he was 15 years old. Like, I just be thinking about, like, damn, when we were younger, fuck out here really just tripping, like, younger here with guns and shit. When you think about shit like that, man, you think, like, damn, what the fuck? What we thinking, like, really taking all them type of chances like that in the risk.
Mm.
And some nigga made it somewhere then, you feel me?
Yeah.
That shit, just, I don't know. Mm. Ain't no game, though. I know that. It ain't no game, though. Mom, don't rely on. They say that part.
Mm.
That shit, not a game.
What 2022 look like for Slime Life Shawty, man?
2022, man. Y'all gonna see me in private jet shit with gang and family and shit, man. Goddamn. I'm going number one next year, though.
For sure. Real shit.
I made a number seven. I'm for an album, too, by the way.
So what's your favorite song off the album you just dropped?
Somebody asked me, I don't even got no favorite song, though. I can't really say no favorite song, because, like, all on be, like, different vibe, like, okay.
Which one is most important to you?
Mean the most, yeah.
Oh, that Suit Me Up. I think the one with Dirt. On Dirt. Suit Me Up.
I like that song.
It was originally by myself. I really didn't whole song by myself at first, but I put Dirk on there. But yeah, that's my one. And I got Leroy speaking on the intro of it too. Free Leroy.
That's hard.
My young nigga.
That's hard.
That just like, I'm speaking on him too, though. That's my little brother. My little brother, man, about Leroy. Man was just 15, just caught a murder. The judge just gave the boy life of 25, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Life of 25, man. He got locked up when he was 15, though. He's 17 now. In Rice Street, they just gave him life in 25. And like, I just, sometimes, some shit happening in the street and you feel guilty like it be your fault, or you feel me? Jekka, like, damn, like, that was our little brother, like.
Survivor's remorse.
He looked up to us, you feel me? Like, he used to be wanting to run around. He want to get in the car with us. Let me ride with y'all, bro. Like, hell nah, bro. You know what I'm saying? He just want to be with us. He want to do everything we were doing. So, like, it got to a point where he started doing it himself. You know what I'm saying? He just started doing it. Like, he got to a point where he did. He just got hard and just did the shit.
Yeah.
But, shit, I don't even know, man, but, like, it's just a prime example. Like, you doing shit as a kid, you ain't think, you not thinking logical. Like, you ain't really thinking, like, you're not thinking too serious because you out here playing. Like, it's fun. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You ain't really think. And then, like, he 15. Like, he done experienced some shit, like, you know what I'm saying, with family. And even though, and he lost the rooter too. Mm-hmm. He done experienced some shit, so he know enough. You know what I'm saying? But, like, he went at an age to where, like, he know, like, how serious it is for real. Like, boy, if I get locked up for this or that and that, boy, I'm never going to come home. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit like that. Yeah. He ain't like, I'm at that age, like, man, I know. You know what I'm saying? Any risk I take, I'm going to think, like, I'm already going to know, like, though. You know what I'm saying? What can happen? You know what I'm saying?
You saying he wasn't fully developed yet?
Yeah, he wasn't. He was 15 years old.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, 15 years old, man. How much? You know what I'm saying? 15. Man, he would have, I ain't gonna say he was the younger one in our hood, but he was the younger one that was allowed around there, like, who was running around with us. And he was younger for, and little hair, he was a little smaller hair, younger for, running around with us. So, like, in the club with us now, type of shit, like, boo. He was in the club, boo, all type of shit. Like, man, the boy was in the club, 14 years old, 13, 15 years old in the club, throwing a rock, cool, throwing money on hoe, all type of shit. Like, that ain't, I ain't glorifying it, but, like, that just, like, the life is something. He was one of the young niggas who had to live that life. Like, his mom and them, you know what I'm saying, they stayed in the hood. Like, they ain't, like, it's only so much control your mama can really have over you, feel me? Mm-hmm. When you already interested in this shit. Like, soon as she catch your attention, it's only so much control mom Duke and them can really have, you feel me?
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, he was just moving too fast, though. Then, like Boo, like his second dad, I'm saying shit like that, like, Boo, like, really just had him. So, like, Boo died, so now he just run around. He ain't got nowhere to go. He ain't got nobody to pick him up, nobody to do this, do that, you know what I'm saying? He just run around, and then he just got caught up in some little bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But free that boy, though, man.
For sure. Mm.
Big shouts out to Sean Slime Like Shawty, man. Great conversation on Big Facts. Yay. You know what I'm saying? www.bigfactspod.com. We look forward to chopping up with you again. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com. Let's get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.